Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Phone lines are open, 833-804-0910. If you want to say goodbye to our all-star producer, today is Stubbapalooza, as we are working in Jay Money to take over for Stubb on the board. We got Michael Phillips with us here. That means it's time for a little crosstalk here on AWOD Radio.
If I could just have your attention.
It's Crosstalk with Adam Epstein and Michael Phillips on The Fan. It's like that one 90s movie that everybody loved. What's the name of that movie? It's not Crosstalk, but it sounds like Crosstalk. It's Crosstalk on The Fan. Oh, Face Off with Travolta and Nick Cage. But this is Crosstalk.
Michael, were you shocked on Monday? Pretty much as soon as we said goodbye, Dan Quinn said hello and said that he will be taking over as defensive coordinator.
Here's my theory on this, Adam. He knows they stink. They're historically bad, right? 4 losses, 21 points or more. When you have the bye week 1 week away, everybody understands. You don't have to make changes before you get on the plane to Madrid. But coming out of the bye week, you're going to have to fire somebody. Dan Quinn is as loyal as they come. Loves his assistants, loves his guys, loves his players. He doesn't want to have to fire anybody. I think this is his goal. I'm going to rearrange the furniture. He's going to be like I did something even though I didn't do anything. I'm going to hope we win in Madrid and hope that cools the temperature enough that I can get to the end of the season.
I totally understand what you're saying there.
I'm not saying it's right. I'm just saying that I think that's his thought process.
Here's my theory on this, all right?
Bring it.
And I'm going to push you because you have been saying that Joe Witt Jr. is running Dan Quinn's defense.
I have been saying that.
And the defense that I've seen, it's a fireable offense, right?
It's bad.
So somebody needs to be fired. Well, if Joe Witt's running Dan Quinn's defense, then why wouldn't Dan Quinn be fired? And so I think that Dan Quinn's seat is actually heating up. I'm defending Dan Quinn and will continue to defend him till January 1st, 2027. Because I think with the success he had year one, he gets 3 years to figure it out. All right? But with the defense being this bad and him being a defensive-minded coach, I think it's gotten to the point where if the defense doesn't improve, there needs to be a conversation about, is he the right guy to be in charge of this team next season?
Do you believe the defense will get better now that they've made this move?
I think it has to.
I said that once about Ron Rivera. By the way, it doesn't actually have to. I learned that the hard way. You can actually stay really bad the whole season.
What happened was it didn't get better. Ron Rivera was going to get fired either way.
Yeah.
I'm saying I'm defending Dan Quinn, but if the defense doesn't improve with him now calling the plays and doing everything, why would you go into next season with him as the head coach?
Especially with the potential of losing Kingsbury as well. Are you going to let Dan Quinn pick the next guy to work with Jaden Daniels when he may not be around to work with that guy and you got to blow the whole thing up and start over? I said on my show, I think they do the sneaky coach search. The traditional path is fire the coach, cast the net, find a coach, right? The Virginia Tech way. Fire the coach. And, you know, same obviously in Washington when they've traditionally done it. It's been fire the coach, figure out who your next coach is. I think they will identify 2 to 3 names. these are the 2 to 3 people that we think would be really good fits with Jaden, with the franchise, as our coach. And put out the underground word, like, would you come here? Would you be the coach? I think Kubiak's at the top of that list. But who are those 2 or 3 guys? Would they be into it? And if they all say no, Dan Quinn gets another year, never in doubt, 3-year plan.
See, I think if you're sniffing around, he is cooked.
No. I think you're shopping for a very specific thing, and that is a coach who can mesh with Jaden and lift Jaden up.
So how do you do this sneaky? Like, do you tell people we're searching for the new OC?
No.
How do you even have those conversations without it getting back to Dan Quinn?
You'll never find out. If Josh Harris is a smart dude, you know, like Josh Harris planned for 3 weeks on hosting President Donald Trump in that box. You never heard a word about it until Trump texted Pat McAfee, right? Like, he can keep a secret. Coaches can keep secrets. Agents can keep secrets. Underground conversations. I do think Kubiak's your number one there. Like, everywhere he goes, every quarterback he touches gets better. You have to find that and pair that guy with Jaden.
So do you think now that they were never tell the truth, but you think the truth is that Dan Quinn was not head coach number one?
No, Ben Johnson was coach number one and Mike McDonald was number two. Dan Quinn was the third pick to be head coach.
Even though they come out multiple times and said, Dan Quinn's the guy, we always wanted him. There was a leak that Mark Ein said that to somebody. You think all of that's phony?
In that room, by the way, this could have gone significantly worse. In that room, a member of the ownership group stood on the table for Bill Belichick. Said, we can't get Ben Johnson, we need Bill Belichick. He can make us a winner. This could have gone significantly worse.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess you're
I mean,
right.
Imagine that. That would have been a full train wreck.
Yeah. I don't know that we'll ever get the truth.
Yeah.
And I don't know that I...
But I think that's proof that he can do this discreetly. That we don't know the truth is proof that Josh Harris can handle his business, figure it out. Like, figure... And he sold Dan Quinn as the first choice. He can sell that we never wavered on Dan Quinn. We were always going to give him a third year. We believe in him and Cliff. This is the dream team, and we're going to be better next year.
So
he can sell that.
It seems like you're leaning towards they will absolutely sniff around. And if they find the right guy, Dan Quinn gets 2 years, and that's it.
Yes. Because
is that, I mean.
Here's the thing. Let's go back to most important offseason of all time, right?
I don't know that that's good management to give a guy 2 years when he makes it to the conference championship.
You have 4 chances to win a Super Bowl with Jaden Daniels. History tells us you win a Super Bowl with a transcendent quarterback or a quarterback on a rookie contract. We do not know if Jaden Daniels is a transcendent quarterback yet. All indications are he could be. We saw it last year. He could be that guy. The window could be 12 years long. The other way to win a championship is a quarterback on a rookie contract. They have that for 4 years. This is year number 2. You have 2 years left to win a championship with this window open. You cannot squander it giving Dan Quinn a second chance.
Right. So then just fire Dan Quinn.
Well, you said it, not me, but I kind of been saying from the get-go he wasn't the right fit. Like, we're all just coming back around to the start here.
I guess.
It was always a gamble to have a guy who did not know how to maximize a young quarterback because you put all the eggs in a different basket. Now, where I was wrong was I said, This is the right guy to rebuild the defense, and he can give Jaden a respectable defense. He has not done that. He has 7 games left to prove he can do that.
Yeah, and that's why I love
the defense gets better. If the defense gets better, I will give him the credit. Jettison Joe Witt, let's on to 27.
Well, that's why I love this move, is that we've seen coaches in the past that would wait till the offseason.
Yeah.
He's ripping the Band-Aid off. He's saying, because I think he feels the heat. Like we've all said, he's a defensive-minded coach. If the defense cannot be turned around by the end of the season, why would ownership give him a third year? I would. I don't think ownership will if the defense doesn't improve.
4 years of Jaden on the rookie contract. You cannot squander any of them. This is the most important 4-year window in maybe the next 10 for Josh Harris as owner of the franchise. Because once Jaden makes $70 million a year, they're going to have to field a defense of this caliber every single year, right? Just because of the salary cap limitations, you've got to figure out, do you have a coach who you don't give him the best ingredients, but can he make a nice meal?
Yeah. No, I get what you're saying. So, I mean, there's a lot to watch for this Sunday.
There's a lot to watch for this. And doing it now instead of post-Madrid is definitely like, we think we can win in Madrid kind of statement.
Oh,
because
yeah.
You don't do this just to lose. We were talking about the players-only meeting. You call that before a win. He sees something. He thinks he can win Sunday.
Well, and, I mean, I've been talking about this with my friend group here. if the defense had gotten one stop against Atlanta, if the defense had gotten one stop against Chicago or Jaden doesn't fumble, this is a 5-5 football team that there's no doom and gloom talk. It's what can we do in the second half of the season?
Yeah. It's if Jaden plays, this is a very different story, as it was last year. Because Jaden was an all-star last year, because he was, you know, arguably the best quarterback in football down the stretch last year, we didn't have to worry about a lot of the other stuff. When he's not there, this is the truer test of the resiliency of the rest of the roster.
I want this team to win Sunday. I want them to create some momentum.
Yeah.
But also, I would love to see what happens if they don't. There are two different opinions that are going on right now. There's the Grant Paulson opinion. I think you are on that, and I'm on that. Jaden needs to play. He needs reps.
Oh, yeah.
John Kimes called him out multiple times now and saying, if they are eliminated, it's stupid to play him.
It's not. He's a young quarterback. He needs reps to get better. He was far from perfect, even when he was healthy. He needs to get better against NFL competition. The O-line is actually still intact, Adam. So that, like, you could sell me on four of the five offensive linemen are hurt. It would be reckless to throw him out there. That's a good offensive line they're fielding. There's no imminent danger to him.
That's why I would argue both Grant and John Kime are right. Like, John Kime's right, sit Jaden if the offensive line is this bad. Grant's right, if the offensive line protects for Marcus, if the defense gets a little better, he has to play, and he has to try to stay healthy.
Stats, sacks are a quarterback stat. And if Marcus doesn't get sacked all that much, that's proof Jaden's got something going on he needs to figure out, and you need to figure it out on the football field.
Yeah,
on Sunday.
Yeah. Let's hope Marcus can stay healthy. Marcus can stay upright.
Yep.
They can run the football, and the defense will slightly improve with Dan Quinn calling the plays.
Can't get worse is a thing I've heard. Yeah. We'll find out on Sunday, of course.
That's Michael Phillips, MP on the mic. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio on the Fan. Welcome back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Adam Epstein, you're listening to AWOD Radio. Here on the new sports radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM, broadcasting live from our flagship studios here at 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Richmond's home for the Washington Commanders, who are in Madrid. We're in Richmond, They're in Madrid. They had a practice, and Dan Quinn spoke to the media. It's time to break down all things Commanders here on The Richmond Commander every day at 1 p.m.
It's time for The Richmond Commander.
Are you ready for
the phones are open. It's your chance to be the quarterback of this segment.
There's something I like to say.
Every day at 1 p.m. on AWOD Radio, The Richmond Commander.
All right, so after we got off the air on Monday, and then, of course, no show Tuesday as we had a company holiday, after we got off the air on Monday, we got breaking news from Ashburn. Typical, right? Literally as soon as we say goodbye. After we did a whole show about how I was defending Dan Quinn, but I'm not sure how things can improve with the talent level we have on defense. Well, Dan Quinn thinks he's found a way, and it's very interesting. Dan Quinn will be taking over as defensive coordinator. Okay. So Joe Witt Jr. is fired. No, AWOD, that's not what's going on here. Joe Witt Jr. keeps his job. But Dan Quinn will take over. So Joe Witt Jr. this week in Madrid will help Dan Quinn as Dan Quinn attempts to do his job and his own job of head coach. You have to wonder, how in the world can this go well? I like the move, though. And here's why. I'm defending Dan Quinn to a growing crowd of people that want him fired. But at least he's doing something. And this move tells me that maybe his seat is heating up more than we know it. It has to improve, or everyone and everything is on the line, no matter how successful last season was. Dan Quinn is a defensive-minded coach. It's his defense. If he can't fix it, nobody can. So why wait? Why wait another week? Why let Joe Witt Jr. have another opportunity? Try to solve this right now. And Dan Quinn believes he can turn this around. And maybe not for this season, but for next season. And I truly think that even though last year was so exciting and so much success and the best season in 30 years, if he can't turn this around, ownership has to wonder, is he the right guy? Because he's a defensive-minded coach. Let's hear from Dan Quinn. Why did he decide to take over play-calling duties? Why would now be the decision for Dan Quinn to take over for Joe Witt Jr., to basically try to be DC and the head coach here in Washington? Here's Dan Quinn.
All right, Coach, ready when you are.
All right, thank you, Charlie. Good afternoon, everybody. I'll get rolling. You know, when something's not working, we shift from the question of why isn't it working to what do we need to do to get right? And right now, that'll call for some change. And I'll take over the role as the defensive coordinator and all that entails. Known Joe as my right-hand man for years and took the news like the pro he is. As a defensive staff, including Joe, we're all consumed by getting it right. And that's exactly what we intend to do. And as far as like heading out on the trip and getting rolling, you know, as we head out tonight, I've been a fan of extended road trips, whether it's training camp or, you know, in season to the opposite coast.
So this is going to be a very interesting trip here, not just because it's the guy's first chance to bond since training camp, but because there will be a new guy taking over on the defensive side of the ball, and it's your head coach and Dan Quinn. So a lot of people are questioning this move. I love it. And a lot of people are questioning Dan Quinn's loyalty. I love it. He could have fired Joe Witt Jr. He is trying to save Joe Witt Jr.'s job while doing his job. And I think that's the type of man that Dan Quinn is and the type of leader he is. He might be loyal to a fault, but he's going to work with Joe Witt Jr. to try to fix this thing. And I'm very interested to see what changes we see in the play calling defensively, because as much as I think Joe Witt Jr. has not done a good job, what I watch every week is not terrible schemes. It's more lack of execution. And the guys are a lot of times in the right spot and then miss a tackle. Or they're in the wrong spot because they don't trust each other or the communication they have with each other. And I think it starts in the secondary and it works its way up to the guys on the defensive line as well, not always having, you know, the greatest gap integrity and allowing quarterbacks to maneuver around the pocket. But Dan Quinn took over play calling because he's going to do everything he can to fix this. And it goes back to what I've been saying for a year and a half now, which is Dan Quinn has not been able to sleep at night knowing that the defense is what is holding this team back. And that's what he got hired for, was to improve the defense. And so I'm team Dan Quinn, but I do think that this move tells you that behind the scenes, his seat might be heating up, even though last year was so exciting and so successful. Because if the offense was the problem, it would not be heating up on Dan Quinn. But because the defense is the problem, and he's a defensive-minded coach, he's got to do everything he can to get better production from the defensive side of the ball. So Dan Quinn will take over defensive play calling. Let's hear more from Dan Quinn on what kind of changes we might see with his defensive play calling.
Now, going into his tough decision, Scott, obviously, to go into that, I'm hopeful that we'll see, you know, kind of the execution, the consistency that we're searching for. And that's a number one top of the pile to get that part right. We've been digging for it. We haven't had it. We haven't found it. And so that type of consistency and execution, Scott, that's what I'm after. And that's the only reason behind the move. So that's what I'm going to have to chase first.
They will dig in all week long to try to improve on both sides of the ball, really. But again, with this move here, like, what can Joe Witt Jr. do that Dan Quinn can't do, right? So you look at this situation here, and I just think that Joe Witt doesn't have the experience that Dan Quinn has. And hopefully that will play a part in this. Joe Witt's really getting his first opportunity to be a defensive coordinator under Dan Quinn. But they worked together hand in hand in Dallas. But Dan Quinn was the defensive coordinator, and Joe Witt was his right-hand man. And that's what they're going back to this weekend. And hopefully they can get the defense back to a level that it was at when Dan Quinn had one of the most respected defenses in the league when he was there in Dallas working alongside Joe Witt Jr. But I'm interested to see what kind of changes they make in the play calling on the defensive side of the ball. Will they be more aggressive? Will they be less aggressive and try to just keep everything in front of them with bend but don't break? And again, I think everything is hand in hand, that I think the defense would absolutely be better if the offense could once give them a lead to play with. The offense got a field goal on the first drive last game, and they didn't do much for pretty much the rest of the game, right? Can they get a touchdown lead and allow Dan Quinn to coach the defense with a lead? That's the only way I see this change being successful. Because once again, if Washington's struggling offensively, they're going to continue to struggle defensively. We're not going to have enough game-changing players on the outside. We're not going to have enough at special teams. And it's going to be teams driving the length of the field on us over and over again. It's complementary football that needs to be played for Washington to turn things around. But I like the move that Dan Quinn's going to take over as defensive coordinator because it's his defense. Enough with what Michael was saying. Joe Witt's running Dan Quinn defense, all right? Let Dan Quinn run his own defense and see if it makes a change. See if it makes a difference. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan. Now at 105.1 FM, phone lines are open, 833-804-0910, 833-804-0910. We're getting another opinion on the Commanders from Joe Yashiroff coming up next. Bill Roth will join us at 1:30 for the Cowan Gates Hokies update, and we'll talk all things college basketball on University Drive. It's a VCU game day on AWOD Radio. Matt Shelton Hyde will join us from VCU Ram Nation at 2:30. Don't go anywhere. Don't touch that dial. I'll be right back on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio. Here on the new Sports Radio 910, The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Richmond's home for the Commanders. You can hear every game 9:10 a.m. 105.1 FM. Bram Weinstein, London Fletcher will be on the call this weekend from Madrid. You'll hear them 3 hours pregame, 3 hours postgame as well. Richmond's home for the Commanders. 9:10 The Fan. Heading out to the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline to talk a little Commanders right now. On the hotline with us is Joe Yashiroff. What's up, Joe?
How you doing, Awad? Hola, shall I say, because we're playing in Madrid this week.
Absolutely. So let's start with Dan Quinn moving to the sidelines. Were you shocked by that? What was your initial reaction to that move that Dan Quinn will be defense coordinator and head coach this weekend?
Well, it makes a lot of sense. I mean, he's a former defensive coordinator, but my first reaction was I was surprised. I did expect some changes. I thought it would come during the bye week. I was happy to see that they didn't wait until the bye week. What are you waiting for? My God, they're in a tailspin of epic proportions. So, yeah, I was surprised. I think it's a great move, and we'll see if it does anything. And they didn't have to fire Joe Witt Jr., which I think is classy, and that's his right-hand man and his friend, so I like that.
Yeah, I mean, I am such a big fan of Dan Quinn. I think he's a great leader, and I thought that was a real mensch move there by Dan Quinn to find a way to not have to fire Joe Witt. But this move also tells me something else. I think his seat is heating up more than anybody expected as the losses continue to pile up in blowout fashion. Because I think, like, I'm a Dan Quinn believer, but if I'm ownership and my defensive-minded coach can't make a difference on a defense that's getting blown out, why would I start next year with him?
Yeah, no, it's hard to argue that point. I think they're committed to him beyond this year. But if it continues like this, they're not just losing games. They're getting embarrassed.
Yeah.
Guys are open 20 yards. I mean, I've never seen anything like this at any level. It's really, really bad and weird, as you said, for a defensive-minded coach. So, yes, his seat is getting warmer. And, yes, by making this move, he's making it the potential to get even warmer, because if he takes over, defensive coordinator, not if he's taking it over and they still get crushed, then now what? So now you're left with, well, what good is he? And we might have to make a change.
On the offensive side of the ball, I think overlooked in the blowout was, I thought Cliff called a decent game. I thought it was very interesting that he didn't give up on the rushing attack as the lead, kept increasing for the Detroit Lions. It was almost like there was a conversation this week, hey, even if we're losing, we got to see what we can do on the ground with the rushing attack. So I thought Cliff had a decent game plan there, and I thought Marcus played pretty much as good as you can ask your backup to play. Maybe that was a step forward offensively. What do you think?
I think no question about it. I agree with you. The offense wasn't great, but they weren't bad, and they certainly weren't the reason that they got crushed 44-22. So I think the offense pretty much did their job. To your point, I think it was something like 27 passes, 22 runs. Would like to see even more running, a couple of more runs, throw in Debo in there. No, Mariota definitely played very solid, played like an old pro that he is. So offense was not the problem last week.
We've got Joe Yashiroff with us here on the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline. If the Commanders drafted tomorrow, all right, what position would you want them to take?
About 20 different players. I mean, how do you answer that question? I don't know, but, I mean, they need help everywhere. But you got to have another wide receiver. I'm not huge on taking a wide receiver with a high pick, unless, of course, it's somebody great. And I haven't studied my wide receivers yet in college, if you're going to ask me. But I would love a wide receiver for this team. But you need help on the defense. You need a pass rusher. You need defensive backfield help. You need everything. So, hate to use the cliche, but you know what I'm about to say. Best player available, but you have to get a wide receiver, in my opinion.
Yeah, I'm with you there, but you also need so much help on the defensive side of the ball. Let's rapid-fire name a few players here, and let me ask you, if they draft his replacement, would you be okay with moving on from them? We'll start with Quan Martin.
Well, I mean, we were all talking about Quan Martin being a Pro Bowler this season.
Yeah.
So, I mean, things have changed, obviously. So, yeah, I think nobody is safe except for Jaden Daniels. I mean, I don't want to say nobody, but whoever you're going to – sorry, I'm not doing it quickly. So, yes, I would be ready to move on if you can get somebody better, sure.
Frankie Louvu.
Yes, definitely. He's not the same player he was last year. Is it his fault? Is it Joe Witt's fault? Is it Dan Quinn's fault? I don't know, but right this second, I would say yes, I would be ready to move on.
Yeah, and that's the big question they have to figure out in the second half of this season. Is Louvu not the guy? Because last year he was the guy that we all thought would maybe take over for Bobby Wagner because he was just so good. Now it's like, well, he definitely can't be middle linebacker. Can he be part-time edge rusher? Can you trust him in space to cover? No, not at all. Yeah. Mikey Sainer still. Where are you at on him?
I'm sticking with him. I mean, he was so good last year, and again, not so good this year, not as good as this year, but everything has gone south this year. So, you know, I'll leave it to the great football minds to determine why is this person bad? Is it because of everything going bad around him? But no, I definitely stick with him. He's a leader. He's a good player. Definitely give him next year. Absolutely.
Yeah. And that's another question that maybe Dan Quinn can answer before the end of this season, because they've had Sanders still outside. They've had him inside. Quite frankly, he struggled at both of those spots this year. And the other thing is like, I think people would argue, well, he's best on the outside. But I don't want him ever going against CeeDee Lamb and A.J. Brown. Like, he just doesn't have the size.
No, he does not. He does not. So, but you have to decide, is he outside or inside, and then stick with that. But, yes, I would love to see what he does next year.
What do you think happens with Brandon Coleman, who struggled to get playing time this season?
I don't know. Again, what position – they've moved him around too, right? I don't really know about him. The offensive line, oddly, has not been injured this year. Of all the units, they're the healthiest, right?
Yeah, and they're one of the most underwhelming. I mean, I think that one's on us as a fan base. Like, we thought, oh, Laremy Tunsil and a rookie and Sam Cosmi and, oh, Tyler Badass is so good. And yet they've had zero chemistry on the offensive line to the point where there's free rushers getting past them.
Yeah, hard to argue. I mean, all the analytics, all the stats, and all the pressures on Daniels and Mariota. I mean, it's really, really bad. And the run blocking, I guess, hasn't been much better. So I don't really know on that one.
What do you want to see happen with Jaden Daniels? Do you want Jaden Daniels to come back to play this year, to stay healthy, or do you want him in bubble wrap until next season?
Sometimes I'm a bubble wrap guy, AWOD, but I think he needs to play. So I would hate for him to come back. I mean, he would have to be 100% healthy to be back. If he's 70 or 80 or whatever, then I protect him. But if he is as close to 100 as you can get, you got to see him on the field, I think, just to get him some reps, because then we're starting again over next year. Is he going to play in the preseason next year? Is he going to play in, you know? So I think he does need reps. Football players, and I'm not one of them, will tell you that football players have to play. So I'm going to lean towards yes, if he's healthy, put him in.
Yeah. Here's what's interesting is it feels like, so to me, the two of like maybe the biggest voices on the Commanders are Grant Paulson and John Keim, and they completely disagree on this. Grant is, he has to play. John Keim is, if you're eliminated, there's no reason to play him. I've been arguing, I think they're both right, because I'm not playing Jayden Daniels unless I see a better performance on both sides of the ball, because it's not worth him going out there with a bunch of nobodies and getting blown out and losing confidence.
No question. And I agree with both of them. And again, they're two opposite sides. So if you feel like you have a team that can protect him and that can do something and he's healthy, absolutely put him in. But if the answer to those questions is no, then get him the heck out of there, because we, you know, the team does not need him hurt going into next year. Now we are talking about RG3. I know people hate that comparison, but it's there. It's there. You can ignore it. You can disagree with it. It's there. So that's my feeling.
Yeah. What are you looking for on the defensive side of the ball this weekend? Like, if they give up 20 points to the Miami Dolphins, is that a good effort? Do you want turnovers? To me, like, I don't care about turnovers. I want third down stops, most importantly.
Yeah, no, I don't disagree with that. I mean, they have two big weapons. Jalen Waddle, they're throwing the ball to a lot. Tua has been throwing him the ball a lot, which he should, because Tyreek Hill is out for the year. Devon Achane is a heck of a running back. So what I'm looking for is pressure on Tua. Mm-hmm. And when you have a bad defensive backfield, which right now they do, the only way to make them not look bad is by putting pressure. So I think Dan Quinn is going to do some creative blitzing with linebackers and corners and safeties and whatever. I think that's the only chance, because Miami – Last week they crushed the Bills, which makes no sense. They got crushed by the Browns 4 weeks ago, and this is the NFL being wacky and all the parody. But no, I say pressure on Tua. He does like to throw it up, throws a lot of interceptions, so I think that's the key to the game this week.
Joe, thanks for the time. Really appreciate it.
Anytime, AWOD. Thank you for having me on.
Yep, that's our buddy Joe Yashroff. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio. Joe is a sports journalism professor at Maryland and longtime TV executive sports producer in D.C. You're listening to AWOD Radio on The Fan. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back. Welcome back. What up, what up, what up? It's AWOD, live and local. Here on a Wednesday, November 12th, just after 1:30. Anytime you hear Enter Sandman, it's time for the Cowan Gates Hokies update. With us right now, the play-by-play voice of the Hokies, Bill Roth. What's up, Bill?
Getting ready to head down to Tallahassee for the Hokies and the Seminoles on Saturday. We've got basketball tonight at Castle with St. Joe's visiting. So a lot happening in Virginia Tech sports, football, coach negotiations, coach search, all these crazy things. Our league is interesting, in quotes, quite obviously, what's happening in the ACC, but should be a fun weekend of football coming up.
Yeah, let's start in basketball, because there's been a lot of social media chatter about how in the world Nicholas Abdallah ended up at Virginia Tech. Rothstein kind of answered the questions about his relationship, his agent's relationship with Chester Frazier, but I just thought he put on an unbelievable performance against Providence. I didn't realize how ball dominant he would be. I mean, I thought he'd be a great slasher, but he's running Mike Young's offense, and anytime they needed a big shot, he was there.
He was. He had a great game up there. Everyone knows Neo now. He's a guy that's going to be a great teammate. He'll be a good pro next year, and I'm glad he's in Blacksburg. He's going to be a difference maker for the Hokies, and once folks get to see Tony Dorn a little bit as well, you're going to be impressed with him. He's another European that I think will turn a lot of heads. Hokies have a nice-looking basketball roster.
Yeah, and they're tall, too, because they got Hansberry and Toby Lawal to go along with Ovdalis.
But they're going to have to guard better. You know, the Providence game, you know, that was an issue last year, and Coach Young mentioned that, that mm-hmm. you know, you're not going to score 100-plus points every game.
Yeah.
But you know what? It's early in the season, and sometimes whether you're, you know, you lose a game when you score 100 points or 90 points now, it can be a learning thing, right? I think that's probably what Rick Pitino's telling his team after mm-hmm. They lost, St. John's lost to Alabama last week, a game in which it scored over 100 points. At some point, you got to get some stops, right? Because everybody seems to have really good players who can score. So I'll see tonight. St. Joe's is a nice opponent, and that's a nice non-conference game for the Hokies tonight.
Bill Roth with us here for the Cowan Gates Hokies update. Your initial thought on the latest college football playoff rankings?
Well, again, you wonder, you know, Miami did beat Notre Dame, but it's interesting. I think that there's five ACC teams ranked, just none of them are in that top 12.
Right.
So the next 3 weeks, 4 weeks really, are going to be huge for our league. And the ACC, you know, there is no, quote, automatic bid. There's a chance that the ACC champ wouldn't get in the playoff mathematically. So it's unlikely, but there is a possibility of that happening. And I think that whether it's Miami or Georgia Tech or UVA or whomever ends up winning this league, Pitt, Duke, SMU, right, whoever ends up is in the top 12.
Yeah, it's frustrating, and, you know, we've been following the UVA season so closely here on The Fan, and I hated that injury to Chandler Morris.
And I don't know what his status is for Saturday, but that's good. That, even with Morris, that's a tough game. I mean,
oh,
so many
yeah.
of UVA's games are close anyway, and that's obviously huge right there on Saturday. That's going to be an interesting game to watch. The Friday game, Clemson's at Louisville, I think that's a big game. Louisville, you know, Louisville and Miami do it every year, it seems. They've got these nice teams, and then they lose a game, you go, how?
Mm-hmm.
And Louisville losing at home to Cal. We talked about their quarterback, right? Songa Politelli, when
yeah.
he played against the Hokies. I said, you know, he's just a freshman, but this guy's going to be a handful for the next 4 years. He's going to be a handful the next 4 weeks. You know, he was the key guy at Louisville, and their defense was pretty good. So, but I'll be curious to see how Clemson and Louisville play Friday night up in Kentucky.
How high do you think Pittsburgh can climb up the rankings?
I don't know. Isn't that an interesting... You know, you talk about Narduzzi and his team being under the radar. You know, that West Virginia loss is the head-scratcher for them.
Yeah, but that's all about the rivalry, right?
It is. Everyone knows that, right? You play a road game in Morgantown, it's always hard.
Yeah.
You play a road game in Morgantown, and you've got a pit on your helmet, right?
Good luck getting out of there.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's a rivalry game, and WVU played its best game of the year, and Pitt is probably shaking its head going, how did we lose that? Well, it was a rivalry game.
Yeah. I just wonder, if they somehow run the table here, Notre Dame, Georgia Tech, Miami.
They haven't lost since they made the QB change.
Right. I mean,
well, if they run the table, yeah, they'll have a win over Notre Dame.
But if they run the table, can they get into the top eight? Could they get in maybe a bye?
Maybe it depends on the committee.
Yeah.
It depends on the committee. And I would like to say that we could say, hey, the number one team in the ACC is, and tell you who it is.
Mm-hmm.
I think, candidly, if you had to ask me right now, it's Georgia Tech. But people at Miami would say you're out of your mind.
Yeah.
But I would pick Georgia Tech.
Do you think that the ACC should schedule lighter the way Oregon and Indiana have? I don't think either team has any impressive win right now.
No. I like the fact that
they're getting up for challenges.
We're playing big games. Do you know, now this is one of those statistical anomalies, right?
Mm-hmm.
But this season is on pace to be the most watched television season in ACC history. More people are watching ACC football than ever.
The Friday Night Lights is getting me every week. I love it.
Well, there's something. First of all, you've got teams like in Dallas and in the Bay Area, right? So when Stanford beats Florida State and Cal beats Louisville, it may be a small rating in the Bay Area, but there's so many people, you get a lot of eyeballs. And then the same thing in Dallas with SMU. So there's more teams in the league, so obviously there's more viewers. But that's just a statistical anomaly. But whoever it is, I hope they're ranked in the top eight, yes. Whether it's Georgia Tech or whether it is Miami or whether it is Pitt, yeah.
What are you hoping to see from Virginia Tech this weekend?
Well, you know, Florida State is so explosive offensively, and they have the number one offense in the league statistically, and they hit these big plays, man. Castellanos doesn't complete a lot of passes, but he does so for a high yardage total.
Right.
In fact, Florida State and Virginia Tech are 16th and 17th in the league in pass completions for the season. Florida State is 16th, almost dead last in pass completions. But they have the number one total offense in the league, and they have more big passes than anybody in America.
Right.
And so basically they're a home run team, for a crossover metaphor there. They go for home runs, and they throw a lot of deep balls, and they've got some players, man. Gosh, they got some really good receivers that can get big numbers in yards after catch, and that'll be the key for the Hokies, to not give up the big plays. Florida State's a running team. They've got the number one in our conference in rushing offense. The Hokies are fourth in rushing offense. You know what both teams want to do, and that is run the football. But it really comes down to drones. If he plays a good game, the Hokies have a shot down there Saturday night. If he doesn't, you know, Hokies only had, 65 yards of passing against Louisville? And that's not enough. And so by the middle of the second quarter and by the third, the defense is putting eight or nine guys in the box and challenging you to throw, and drones and our receivers, at least against Louisville, could not make the plays.
Women's basketball at home tomorrow against Gardner-Webb.
They're off to a good start. Yeah, both the men and the women at Tech are off to a really good start. You can hear all our men's games and football here on The Fan. You can get the women's games, you can catch on our Hokie Sports mobile app with Evan Hughes. And that looks like an NCAA tournament team also, Virginia Tech's women's team.
Yeah. But really, the story of this week has to be the basketball team and how big that win was. And the entire nation is talking about a Virginia Tech guard. I mean, that's awesome.
That hasn't happened since the Del Curry days, I guess. Or maybe
yeah.
Bimbo Coles, right? But he's not just a typical guard. You know, he's 6'9". He's got years of experience in Europe.
He plays like Luka Doncic. It's must-watch basketball. Everybody needs to check out a game.
He's also in our sports as entertainment class today.
Oh!
And he's doing great in school.
Does he want to be behind the mic?
I think he wants to be on the NBA on the court. Yeah. But he's... You know, I have a great appreciation for, you know, him. He and Doran are both in my class Mondays and Wednesdays, and I have great appreciation for going to a college like Tech. English is your second language, and adapting and learning, and I've learned a lot from both of those guys, too, about media and sports media in Europe, what they watch, what kids their age, they're young men, they're 22, 23, mm-hmm. what young people their age watch over there, and, you know, it's funny, they're excited about this upcoming basketball season, right? Obviously, right? Because they're playing for the Hokies, and it could be a good team. You know what they're really excited about? The World Cup is coming to the USA here in 26, and they're here. So they're excited about that. You talk about some madness, World Cup tickets, and those guys are excited about that. But they're both really good players. We've got a nice team. Mike Young, it's a much different Virginia Tech basketball team than the one we had last year in terms of its depth and talent. And as you mentioned, AWOD, the size. They're a big team.
Yeah.
They're a really big team, and they'll match up against other big teams.
I mean, I believe in Mike Young being able to coach, and now he's got the talent. I wouldn't be surprised if they could make a deep run in the ACC tournament.
I hope so. It's a team that looks really good, but you know, Duke looks really good to me, too.
Yeah.
I mean, really, really excellent early. And Carolina, I watched their Kansas game. They look good, too. I think our league is back. Not that it ever went away, but it was a really bad year a season ago. I think if you're Jim Phillips, you're encouraged about what you're seeing in basketball. And by the way, I mean, we haven't had five ACC teams in football ranked in the same poll in 8 years.
Yeah.
Okay? So it's wild. It's crazy. Our teams at the top, we thought they were UVA, and then they lost, and then we thought, well, they're Louisville, and then they lost, and we thought it was Miami, and, you know, everyone's lost.
Yeah.
But overall, five teams are ranked. So it's not as bad as you might think, but someone has to emerge here in the next 3 or 4 weeks for sure.
Bill, always appreciate it.
Me too, buddy boy. Have a great weekend.
You're listening to AWOD Radio on The Fan. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday doorbuster deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top-load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.